Welcome to day 102 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're beginning a look at the Fourth Commandment. Westminster Shorter Catechism question 57 asks, which is the Fourth Commandment? And answers, the Fourth Commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that in thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made earth, the sea, and all that in them is, rested on the seventh. There blessed the seventh day, and hallowed it. That's from Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. Westminster Catechism question asks the same question, answers it the same way. So let's look at Westminster Shorter Catechism question 58. What is required in the Fourth Commandment? The Fourth Commandment requireth the keeping holy to God such set times as he hath appointed in his word, expressly one whole day in seven, to be a holy Sabbath to himself. The proof text is Deuteronomy 5, 12-14. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, nor thy manservant, and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. A larger catechism, question 116, asks the same question, what is required in the Fourth Commandment? Answer, the Fourth Commandment requireth of all men the sanctifying or keeping holy to God such set times as he hath appointed in his word, expressly one whole day in seven, which was the seventh from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, and the first day of the week ever since, and so to continue to the end of the world, which is the Christian Sabbath, and in the New Testament called the Lord's Day. Okay, the proof text for the first phrase, that the seventh day was expressly set apart from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, and the first day of the week ever since, we look first at Deuteronomy 5, again 12 through 14, which we just read. Also Genesis 2, 2 and 3, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Okay, those are the verses which establish the Sabbath as the seventh day. Now verses which the Westminster Assembly claims switches or changes the Sabbath day from the Sabbath or seventh day to the first day or eighth day. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Acts 20, verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Now Matthew 5, 17 and 18. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Isaiah 56, verse 2. Blessed is the man that doth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. And the final phrase in the answer, that in the New Testament the Sabbath is called the Lord's Day, is proven from Revelation 1:10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, or on the day of the Lord, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now we come to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, which answers the question in the last phrase of the previous answer. Question 59, which day of the seven hath God appointed to be the weekly Sabbath? Answer, from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, God appointed the seventh day of the week to be the weekly Sabbath, and the first day of the week ever since to continue to the end of the world, which is the Christian Sabbath. The proofs are Genesis 2:2 and 3. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Then the switch is proven, according to the Westminster Assembly, in 1 Corinthians 16:1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And Acts 20:7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Then these issues are collected in the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 21, section 7. As it is the law of nature that in general a due proportion of time be set apart for the worship of God, so in his word, by a positive, moral, and perpetual commandment binding all men in all ages, he has particularly appointed one day in seven for a Sabbath to be kept holy unto him, which, from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, was the last day of the week, and from the resurrection of Christ was changed into the first day of the week, which in Scripture is called the Lord's Day, and is to be continued to the end of the world as the Christian Sabbath. Okay, the first phrase, he has particularly appointed one day in seven for a Sabbath to be kept holy unto him. Exodus 20:8-11, which we've already read. Isaiah 56:2-7, which also we've read. Then the next phrase, which from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ was the last day of the week, and from the resurrection of Christ was changed into the first day of the week. This is seen in Genesis 2:2 and 3, which we read, where God rested from his work which he made and sanctified the seventh day. Also then the change is alleged to be seen in 1 Corinthians 16:1 concerning the collection for the saints, and Acts 20:7, when the disciples came to break bread and Paul preached to them until midnight on the first day of the week. Then in Scripture this is called the Lord's Day, Revelation 1:10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, or the day of the Lord, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And finally, is to be continued to the end of the world as the Christian Sabbath. Exodus 20:8-10, which says, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy, which we've read. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, thy maidservant, thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. And Matthew 5:17, think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. That pretty much does our 10-minute slot for today, day 102, but let's emphasize, I think, the importance of this issue. It's pretty much a dead letter, the Sabbath, in our day-to-day. It used to be, for example, it used to be that in the United States there were so-called blue laws or Sabbath laws, which required all businesses to shut down on Sunday, and these laws were challenged sometimes by Jews, sometimes by atheists, who said it's not fair that we have to stop working on the seventh day, and then the law requires us not to work on the first day. And then so we have this burden of losing our competitive edge, because our religion requires us to rest on the seventh day, but the government requires us to rest on the first day. Atheists didn't like the idea of having a seventh day or a first day sanctified, hallowed, set apart as a kind of a day of worship. At first, the Supreme Court upheld these laws. Then the Supreme Court said, well, these aren't really religious laws. These are just civic laws. These have nothing to do with religion. This is just the state deciding that its property, that is, people like you and me, its property need a day of rest in order to be able to continue to serve the state. And then eventually these laws were struck down by the Supreme Court as the religion of secular humanism replaced the religion of Christianity. But here's the takeaway point, something you should think about today. Obviously, God places a great deal of importance upon work and rest. And the question is, do we put the same priority on work and rest that God does in the Bible? Then the second question is, what day of the week should we put this emphasis on rest? Should it be the seventh day or the first day? A lot of Christians disagree, but the question is, why do you believe what you believe? Are you sure that you're following what the Word of God says? That's the question we want to ask. What does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God say about the importance of rest? And what does the Word of God say about the importance of the day of rest? And we'll see if we can hammer some of these questions out. And you're invited to post your comments or questions on the blog to discuss this issue. It is obviously an important issue because the Bible talks about it a lot. It's the fourth commandment out of 10. And a great deal of emphasis is placed on it in the Old Testament in particular. So it's something that we ought to pay attention to and come to a resolution, a decision. What do we think the Bible is telling us? What do we think God is telling us? When God sits us down and tells us these stories and gives us these commands and this history, and the history in the Old Testament and the commands in the New Testament, what does God really want us to do? So those are the questions we should be asking as we look at the fourth commandment in the days to come. And we'll be back tomorrow on day 103.